we don't mind that, okay, no more than La Tour Eiffel had a little help orchestrating the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you start, because that was, you notice, that was supposed to be run up and then torn down after the World's Fair.
Right.
And it hung around, but it was an anomaly. It was a, it was just a set for the stage for the World's Fair. That's all it was.
But
all
the Parallel World guys were involved in doing it, had other purposes for it.
And had that reinforcing structure to such a degree that it's pretty well still standing up today. No, it doesn't make it through the 2012 movie, but but up until then, everything is good.
Okay, here's what Carol and I developed on the way home. So we're talking about King John and how he lost the crown jewels. And that kind of begins the last 1,000 years. Did one of the barons or another gang steal it, or did the Parallel World steal it, or did the baron who could go to the Parallel steal it? That was part of the powers. You could get those crown jewels. You had a bit of a hold over King John, right?
Okay, this is one of those that we're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's another dynamic. There's several vaginas working about here.
Yeah.
That have a big play in this rhetorical story of ascension.
Wait, is that, does that bring
rhetorical in... Rhetorical story of ascension. You'll have fun with that one day.
Yeah, the... Then Lady Godiva, or whoever that lady was linked down with Spain and went running around on her horse, she was around that time, maybe, King John. Maybe that's the vagina you're thinking of?
No, it isn't, and we, you won't get it right this hot second. So
yeah.
We'll leave you in your state of gravy right now and say yes, but there are tangents and dynamics that'll come forth in the future, in your future. And when we get to that place, we'll go. Now, Bob, do you remember when we were, you made this grand...
And I'll remember.
Yes, you will. And then you'll get some more of that process.
Right, so, just like we're getting more now from previous...
Yes, it's developing the place for you to have chance to lay conduit to get it. Because otherwise, we could just blast you and you'd go, this is insane.
That's what's interesting to me. I keep thinking, what if I let Ion blast me? And even though he's probably right that I wouldn't be able to understand it, I am puzzled at what I won't understand if it was blasted at me, because so far I've been getting it as we're going along, but maybe it's very limited and very slow. And
no, I don't think so. You're just a stickler for the details, which is that must be, but you can't take it all at once.
Yeah, well, maybe if I couldn't follow all the prepositions, that's why I couldn't take it all in. But if you were very careful in how you said it step by step, you would say it, and I would just say, okay, that's what happened. But then I might not know how to think about it. Yeah.
Embrace it. There'd be nothing to consider.
All right, okay. So it's like when you do the angel voice or that voice from the ancient past, you know, just a bunch of syllables. Okay, so the...
If you only knew.
It's always, these are details that always keep illustrating the point. There's no space, no time. That's always the same conclusion, but we're just going over it with different examples and getting a richer appreciation of it, right? That's what's going on.
And those silly syllables that you were talking about, that is the language of the angels.
Well, you're saying that how Ion speaks is exactly how it should be said, even though I'm thinking it's not being precise enough.
Well, no. You were talking about the angel talk. The angel talk. That is the communication of the angels.
Oh, I know that. You did it for us.
Syllables, but it's like, well, yeah, it's just syllables, but it'll rain an army of angels to sojourn to your bidding.
No, I understand that, but I thought you were saying that the difficulty I have in following the Ion.
Oh, no,
that's not the way the angels talk. It's like if you know angel language, you allow all that mixed up dangling particles to ride.
Maybe not.
You thought I was denying. No, that was angel talk.
You like the specifics, and you would want to... you're the one that would want it syllable by syllable and learn the language of the angels so that you'd have power to summons them at your beck and call. As an ascended, powerful creator, that is your right.
You were saying that I would like the syllables? Yeah, well, I'd have to learn them.
You'd force it. You'd learn them. You'd make them figure it out and be able to convert it so that you could converse with the angels and have a fabulous thing.
Well, Carolyn did her interrogation on Martian. And like Ion said, Bob's just itching and sitting there waiting to get in there. Because all these questions were piling up, details that I would find interesting. Wish I'm getting the opportunity to go through them, and we learn more from it when we learn, I think, for me, more about the dynamics. So we're leaping back to King John, and Carol and I were talking about, well, King John, he got duped, he got stolen within the parallel world battles. And then you come to the Plantagenets, and it looks like Henry VIII was able to steal the stuff from them to get his anchor power base. And then we're saying, okay, who's next? You get up to the Queen Mother, but what battles went on, say, in the 1700s, 1800s, in this thread of people grabbing, in the British Kingdom, grabbing these anchors of parallel world empire-building artifacts? And then we said, yeah, and then it's going on in other countries, too, within their countries' oligarchies.
Of course.
Is the Ottomans here, the Ottomans get powerful around 1500 because they steal the stuff from Britain. Who could do that kind of
thing? No, not from Britain. They, remember, that's when you're going to start the special stones.
Yeah.
Now, like your capstones, like your other magically, we would use the word in those days, magically imbued artifacts.
Yeah. Okay, so we, not too much intramural feeling between nations, but there might be some. The Ottomans get a more powerful bunch of artifacts that allows them to dominate other nations for a while. It's something like that. It's almost like they make alliances with the parallel world, and if you tune in okay, then you really get some extra help.
Yes, okay, we can see this. That one can pass.
Okay, so in the British lineage, who's the next gang after Queen Elizabeth and the Mary Queen of Scots that gets some artifacts that gives them power in the British history? Before you get to the Queen Mother,
that would be King James.
Oh, okay.
Now that was Elizabeth's nephew.
Yeah.
Mary, Queen of Scots' son.
Yeah.
Okay, and then after that, then you're gonna have a the papacy really starts kicking up to try to embrace those Protestant Catholics problem. You see.
You mean they start having the wars, or they start accepting it?
They started accepting it because people weren't doing what participating in
the Catholic
black or white.
In black or white, what? That's a whole other rabbit hole. In black or white.
In black or white. Well.
Can you say another word? Black or white? What's the noun?
Black or white realities.
All right. Okay. Like black holes and white holes. Okay. So that's a factor we'll learn more about. But just that. So the papacy got involved and they helped some British guys.
Well, Cromwell went out on that note, and let's see. There were several others that didn't fare so well.
Because of the influence of the Vatican or Rome. Cromwell goes out because the Vatican kind of comes in and helps the non-Cromwellites?
Yes, and ended up being a balance of Lutheran and little, Edwards.
John Edwards?
Sinners in the hands of an angry
John
guy.
John Edwards. But that is he starting in England before he comes to the States?
Of course.
Oh, okay. So you get Edwards taps into some stuff, into some power?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so then we know the Queen Mother's grandmother had access to stuff. Well, at least you could parallel world. What is it in the period of George III and the losing of the American Revolution? Is it like Washington grab parallel world assistance for themselves to beat Britain?
Not without invitation, but a little of that, yes.
Are the parallel world guys guiding this world, and there's representatives of our world guiding their world? There's this whole diplomatic exchange going on behind the scenes?
Always, but not as sinister as you might imply.
Right. Because if you're aware of the parallel worlds, you're rather indifferent to the little struggles of the Lilliputians here within the power bases. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
And yet, they might like to nudge it forward. You guys, little Lilliputians invent the atomic bomb, and then that could cause a little problem, so we might create a CERN to help move it past that.
To sift it all out, to make the quantitative valuations whole. So, just like Dan would say, so you can secretly pump it to the basement of the Vatican, then keep it safe till Yeshki comes.
Till what?
Yeshki comes.
Till Yeshki comes.
Yeshki, yes.
And that's a term for Jesus or for...
No, for Messiah in Hebrew.
Oh, okay. And who was it who... What was the person you named in that sentence? So he said... Somebody gets it together until Yeshki comes. I don't remember who. Was he Jewish, whoever you mentioned?
That was the God that the books of Moses, that's the name
right.
of God, that they couldn't use, remember?
Right, right. But you named a person in that sentence.
Yeah.
I don't know, we were talking about, I don't know who we were talking about. But the George III, what were we? Who? We were doing the American Revolution. I don't know. Maybe it was more general. You?
Maybe.
George III. Oh, Washington. They grabbed the thing and they did okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were talking about George Washington and how they grabbed the power for a while.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so the. We're going to end soon. We're going on too long, I think. So,
okay.
The punchline would be that, when Bill Deagle talks about the reptilians and the Anunnaki and these intergalactic beings, the reptiles, the greys, fighting and controlling the fight here on the planet, that's a concretization of demons. That is accurate if you erase the demonology of it all and thought, well, it's just parallel world interaction. You follow what I'm saying? They're not aliens. The guys running the CERN aren't aliens. They are legally within papers, government papers, but they're not the Anunnaki guys from wormholes billion light years away. They are just interacting here very subtly.
Yeah. Very good.
I think that would be, okay, there might be a lingering, okay, so we got this lineage. There's always, Evergreen said that the Kennedys, when they became president, they had to deal with politics, which is always ongoing, always a power struggle, who's in charge. We can go back the last 3,000 years and see power struggling going on, and then erase a sense of time, and there's juggling of power structuring, power struggles going on all the time, interworld.
Of course.
That's the complexity of it all.
Yes.
Yeah, and best to be ascended and not too concerned about it all, unless you can help if it doesn't interfere with the trip to the beach.
Yes, you mean that relax and allow.
Yeah, yeah, that old idea of relax and allow actually comes back to be useful.
We're good.